Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiki Barber literally has written down 150 different things. He has put the grades out.
I did it like a teacher.
You did it like a teacher. You're even weighting it like a teacher.
I am.
Move matters more than that move. So what is your final verdict on the four-year tenure of Giants general manager Joe Shane?
So Joe Shane in the final tenure, because of the heavy weight that I'm putting on the quarterback and the offensive line, has a B-minus grade.
B minus.
C plus for the 4 years of drafting.
Wow.
He has his own free agents. That's a D because of the Saquon handling, the Daniel Jones extension, and obviously Saquon leaving and going to the Philadelphia. Kind of starts to get some positive traction because of the Bobby Okereke, you know, the Wallers, the Burns, et cetera, all those guys. That came out to me to a C plus.
Mm.
And then you throw in the intangibles that we were talking about. There's a major flaw, obviously, in the Gano stuff. But he fixed the quarterback, and he fixed the O-line. That just gets a heavy weight for me, because I think that was his task. So he has a B-minus grade from me.
B-minus grade from Tiki, the host of 16 different Giant podcasts, is Sean Morash. What is your final grade?
I'm giving Joe Shane a flat C.
A flat C.
Okay, I wanted to go higher, but I am not giving him as much credit as the rest of you on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really have to argue this, but just my opinion, he cost himself other resources to help this team by finally fixing this offensive line by how much he failed early with Neal, Azudu, others. And then he did get it fixed.
Yeah.
But here's the other problem with getting it fixed. It's still not fixed long term. Greg Van Roten's got it this year. Who's playing right guard next year? Jermaine Illuminor is a free agent, probably going to get big money. He didn't get a deal done with him before the year, an extension.
But that's why you draft Bo.
And I agree. So again, I'm not crushing him. The O-line looks great. Looks like a top 10 unit this year. But there's also no foundation for the future in place on the O-line, and that scares me to death. So
you have a left tackle, Andrew Thomas, and you are likely to draft another offensive lineman in this year's draft. Not in the first or second round, but I'm sure you're going to find one.
Sure. And again, I can project, but I can also project, what if he finds Josh Azudu again?
Yeah.
So to me, it's a flat C.
Flat C. Now, Tommy gave him a B-plus the other day, but now you did the exercise. So has that changing your grade for Joe Shane at all?
I'm still giving Joe Shane a B-plus. The Giants have improved at every single position since 2021, including running back, because if you look at Saquon Barkley right now this year and you project the next five seasons for him compared to Scadaboo and Tracy, I think the Giants have the edge there. So I'm going to give Joe Shane a B-plus. Every position is better since he has taken over.
So I'm the IFO here.
You are the IFO.
To say the least, I've listened to everything you guys have said.
Uh-huh.
I've also written down my notes. I mean, you guys are something else. All of you. You guys are something freaking else.
You're going higher?
This guy gets an F.
F?
An F.
You can't give him the record, though. That's the problem.
I have to give him the record.
I know you are, but it's hard to do that.
Well, but I have to. Why?
How many games did he coach?
He didn't coach any.
How much influence did he have on who's playing and in what situation?
Tiki picked the coach. He may not have picked to get rid of him. That clearly came from ownership. So you know what? I won't put Kafka as the head coach over the last few weeks on him, but he picked the head coach. And here's the other thing that really brings my grade down. From a cap space perspective next year, they don't have a lot of it. Now, I'm sure they'll create cap space. It's fungible, like you said.
Yeah.
But unlike teams at the top of that grid who are already in a great spot to spend, the Giants aren't. They've also spent more money on their defense than every team in the NFL but one. Next year, allotted money is number one. And so I hear you on the offensive line. I hear you. You're mm-hmm. right. I hear you on the quarterback. I'm with you. But some of these top picks, specifically Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal, and Abdul Carter, none of them are Pro Bowl impact players. And when you are taken in the top 10, I'm sorry. It's the same reason Beningo and I would kill Leonard Williams. We knew he was good.
Yeah.
We said he wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but the draft is just one part.
Okay, I just hit on all of them.
I know. Your thing is you're weighting the wins and losses heavier than I am.
I mean, isn't that why we're here? It's a wins and losses business.
All right, I'm going to take a specific example, one that you've heard me rail specifically about.
Go.
And it's the one part of this season that pisses me off more than anything that the Giants have done maybe in the last, I don't know, eight years. You're winning on the road against the Denver Broncos. It's 3rd and 5. Does Joe Shane say, hey, Dave, man, make sure that Jackson Dart is the hero of this game? No. He had nothing to do with the biggest flop of this Giants season. That was Dave's. That was Mike Kafka. That was creating a losing moment, losing stupid football, snatching defeat from the inevitable. It's not inevitable because it didn't happen. But the right in front of you, jaws of victory. That had nothing to do.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Do with Joe Shane. So how can you put
that I have an answer.
And all
I'll
of
tell
the,
you what.
And all of the other
yes.
game management issues on Joe Shane's plate?
Because at the end of the day, the buck stops at the top. At the end of the day, you are the decider. You may not have done those specific things, mm-hmm. but that's your head coach. You've been hands-on before. We heard reports 2 years ago he was on the headset to make sure he wasn't screaming too much at Mike Kafka. That's a true story. So even though he didn't specifically do it, look, I love to use the president's analogy, and no one should get sensitive. I guess I'll use a Republican and a Democrat to make everybody feel better about themselves. If someone working in the Obama or Trump administration does something wrong, but it wasn't Obama or Trump, it's still on the president.
Yeah, but they get fired.
Yeah, in 4 years after the election's
I mean,
over.
I don't know.
Oh, you mean, yes.
Our so Secretary of Defense might be.
No, you're right. You can remove that person, but ultimately, the buck stops at the top.
Right.
And so I get it. Like, a lot of the specific things. Look, a lot of this comes down to scouting, too. And I want to show you my consistency. One of the knocks on Joe Shane is he didn't pick the quarterback. He didn't pick Jackson Dart. No, he did.
Right.
Even if it was pushed by a scout or a head coach, he's the one who firmly said, we're trading up and we're drafting Jackson Dart. Because right. again, the buck stops at the top, good or bad.
Well, also, the head coach isn't making the trade to move up to 23 or 25.
25, yeah.
Yeah.
So just so we know before we get to your calls, our final grades here on Evan and Tiki for Joe Shane's four-year tenure. Tiki is giving him a B minus. Mm-hmm. Sean is giving him a flat C. Tommy is giving him a B plus. And I am giving him, you know what? I'm not going to give him an F. That's too harsh. I'm going to give him a D minus. Okay. A little tiny D.
I don't think you could fail him when you have to project wins and losses. It becomes a lot easier if you found the quarterback and he helped do that.
What was that?
I don't think you could give him a flat F. You have to give him higher than that because of Jackson.
I know, I just did. I gave him a tiny D-.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's a good job by you.
All right, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Mike's in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. So a couple of questions for you guys and your favorable grades here. But my worry as a fan is, number one, if Joe Shane stays, he will have a natural bias to keep the players that he drafted or created for. And we need someone to come in and evaluate everything and cut bait if needed. The second thing is the culture that he developed for basically a presidential stay for 4 years is very weak. We can tell that. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you guys, question one, do you think Joe Shane thought he built a competitive roster in his going into his second year, a winning roster? Did he do that?
No. Did he think that? I mean, I'm sure he thought it, but it didn't work out that way.
Hold on. So a lot of that 2023 draft, that was, you know, let's get an explosive wide receiver. Who's the most explosive wide receiver on the board? Oh, Jalin Hyatt. Yeah, he had that 300-yard game against Alabama. Let's go get him. They didn't do a good enough job on him. Fact. Deontay Banks.
Yeah.
That was Wink Martindale's, like, adopted child. That Wink thought he was going to turn into a great player, and that's why they took him.
Yeah, but we still have to hold Joe for that.
100%. It was flawed philosophy, thinking that a emotional head coach was going to pick a good football player, especially one that would thrive in this city, where if you have a couple of bad games, they're on your ass.
Yeah.
And look, I think Deontay Banks is a talented athlete. He has not developed into the player that they thought he was going to be. It is a unmitigated disaster with him being the number one or their first pick in that 2023 draft. The rest of that draft was bad. But I think Joe even tried to say this yesterday. They made mistakes. They screwed up.
Yeah, well, and they've also gone backwards every year. I mean, they were 9-7 to 6-11 to 3-4. Yeah, record-wise. Well, that's how we're judged.
It's the only thing that matters. You're right. But roster-wise, you feel a lot better. I'm talking about from a pure looking at the roster. You feel so much better about this roster than you did the one 2 years ago.
Let's go to Miguel in New Jersey. Hey, Miguel.
Hey, what's up, Evan, Tiki, Sean? What's up, guys?
All's good, man.
What's up?
Listen, man, I think you guys got it a little contradicting or conflicting when it comes to that Daniel Jones contract. Like, you gave him an A for not picking up the option, but an F for the contract. And I think those two things conflict each other, because if you pick up that option, the next year he gets hurt, and it's so easy. It's super easy to kind of just let him walk, like you were just saying earlier, instead of giving him that big contract. As far as the overall grade, I got to give that guy a D at best.
Well, the reason I got to disagree with you on that is the circumstances are different. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Joe Shane and Brian Daboll take over. They inherit this roster. Daniel Jones at this point hadn't really proven himself, really proven he could stay healthy. That was my biggest question about Daniel going into 2022.
Yeah, he had a turnover issue. This is before Dabes' first year. A massive turnover issue, and he was always hurt.
Right. And so based on that information, I think Joe Shane was right to say, you know what, we're going to bring him back, but we're not guaranteeing you the following year.
Yeah.
He then has the best year of his career. Now we have new information. And there's a new market.
Right.
And so I think then you had two options to me that made more sense than what they did. You pointed out, just let him go to free agency.
Right.
The other possibility
you want him to come back.
Right.
But go to free agency.
See, what I would have preferred was to tag him and say, I'm putting you on the franchise tag. Mm. I'll bring you back for 1 year. Go do it again. If you can do this again, I'd at least have more confidence in giving you that long-term contract.
Right.
And they decided none of those options.
Either one of those would have worked.
Yes.
There were three options: franchise tag or transition tag, whatever, something to keep him here on a tag, let him go to free agency, or pay him. They chose the one you can't do.
Right.
And it came back to bite him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.